All right. This is Chairman Nathan Wakefield calling the meeting to order at 7:34 p.m. Eastern Time. Cool. Moving to a roll call. Nathan Wakefield is present. Louis Skaradek.
Present.
Ian Michael Lullen.
Present.
Noel Yee.
Present.
Marvin Ong. Marvin is absent. Shavela Schwab. Shavela is absent. Scott Kane.
Present.
Mike Sullivan.
Present.
Afton Benson. Afton is absent. Aaron Stevens. Absent. Martin Frost.
Here.
Dan Holdsman.
Present.
Excellent. Moving on to approval of the agenda. Would someone like to make a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
This is Scott.
I'll make the motion.
Ooh, razor close. I'm giving it to Scott. Giving it to Scott. Do we have a second?
This is Louis. I'll second.
Good comeback, Louis. Louis has a second. Any discussion about tonight's agenda? Respect. Any discussion about tonight's agenda? Moving to a vote. Does anybody oppose approving tonight's agenda? Would anyone like to abstain from voting? Agenda is approved. Moving to the approval of minutes. Would someone like to make a motion to approve the minutes from March 27th, 2017?
Hello, guys.
Hey, Shavela. Shavela has joined.
Hello.
Sorry for the tardiness. I have childcare coming in a moment, but not here yet, so I'll just put myself on mute.
All right. Thanks for letting us know, Shavela. Good to have you. All right. Would someone like to make a motion to approve tonight's minutes? I'm sorry. To approve last month's minutes. That's what this is on. Yeah.
Louis, I'll make the motion to approve last month's minutes.
Thank you, Louis. Do we have a second?
Sir, Scott.
Thank you, Scott. Any discussion? Move to a vote. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Minutes approved. Moving on to reports. We begin with a financial report from Afton, which she was kind enough to send along. So I put a little footnote on here from Dennis because there was something that Afton wasn't sure about, and Dennis was able to kind of elaborate on that. So that kind of explains one of the financial forms. Any discussion on the treasurer report? All right. Moving right into... I never got Jim's final report. I'm not sure why. He didn't respond to my email, but I'll follow up with him after this meeting, and hopefully he'll respond, and we'll get that report at the next meeting. So, no report there. Moving on to the 2017 festival report. Dan, how's it going?
Going very well, thank you. The planning is going great. I'll let Mike talk about the numbers as far as registration, but this is where we're at right now with the planning. I've been talking to the gentleman at Jocko Larry. He does artwork for Juggling Graphics about the T-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
So the T-shirt design should be done within a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And I talked to John about when the T-shirts need to be done, and he says 3 or 4 weeks before the festival will be plenty of time.
Perfect.
So we're really working hard on the shirts. Got a really cool design idea going with water skiers and Paul Ponce and Gina Schwartzman, and the back of the shirts will glow in the dark, and the logo will glow.
Dan, cool. Question.
Hmm?
Yes. We have a festival logo up on the website, and I thought that was the logo for the festival, and thus would be also be on the T-shirts.
Yeah, that'll be on the back of the shirt, yeah, and it'll glow in the dark.
Okay, same logo that we've that we've got on the main.
Yeah, the picture on the front will be different. It'll be a different graphic, but the back will pretty much be that logo, and it'll glow in the dark.
Okay, thanks.
And he's doing it in exchange for having some of his artwork displayed at the festival, which I think is a nice trade-off because it adds to the atmosphere of the festival. It helps promote a guy focused on juggling art, and we get a great design for our shirt. So I like all that. I have Jonah Greenhouse confirmed at the water skiing show because I have a few performances at the show at the Cedar Rapids during the festival to promote our Saturday night show. So they had their meeting, and they confirmed that Jonah Greenhouse would be their pre-show entertainment on Wednesday. And they say that they should know within a couple of weeks how many water scugglers they're going to have, and they're going to start scheduling the water scuggling sessions. So that's fun. They also have a 14-person pyramid that they've shown me that we could include in the show as part of maybe the final curtain call. But it's pretty... pretty big and elaborate, so I need to see about that. Yeah, it's a 14-person pyramid, so it's pretty big, pretty exciting, but we'll have to see if it's actually doable. The band concert was moved. Yes.
I don't understand. Is there a water scuggling show?
There's a water skiing show in town on Wednesdays, right? Because the festival is right on the river. So there's a water skiing show. So I've arranged to have a juggler do the pre-show and then hand out our materials to the people there to promote our show on Saturday.
Okay, so this is not part of the festival, but it's at the in the town. Okay.
Yeah, it's part of the promotion for the shows. It's just they had their meeting and okayed him and okayed also the 14-person pyramid if we wanted it in our show.
Is that within our show? In what show?
14 of our people?
That would be in the Cascade of Stars.
Okay,
so and that would probably be like during the curtain call.
Just a pyramid on stage.
Like a big closing number.
No water involved.
No water involved, no. It would be the same kind of pyramid they would do on the river, on skis, but on land with 14 people. So it's like four levels, I think.
Seven.
So it's kind of an interesting opportunity. I don't know if I'm going to take them up on it or not, simply because of the liability or the issues with the rigging or whatever. But just to let you know that the water skiers are firmly in our corner, and they're also going to be involved in a fundraiser to help us sell tickets for our first show. There's 50 people in the water skiing group, so it's kind of cool to have them as a sort of a local force, you know, to help us with our festival. The Blink, I also have Blink, you know, Reed Bellstock and Warren Hammond, and they're performing at the band concert. But the band concert has been moved from the McGrath Amphitheater to the Green Space, which is two blocks from our convention site. And we've also confirmed Tony Steinbeck and Sam Melfin at the Cedar Rapids Library during the day. So they'll also be doing a show there, getting paid by the library, and also promoting our shows on Saturday.
I'm sorry, once again, when are these shows? These are excellent.
These shows are during the festival, but they don't take place at the they're taking place at the festival during that week.
On what day?
But they're in addition to our planned activities. But most of these are activities for the general public. Like the band concert and the water skiing show take place at the same time as our juniors competition on Wednesday night. So those are for the public, to promote juggling to the public. Now, the one at the library takes place earlier in the day, so we can kind of schedule that so if people want to come over and see it, we don't have to schedule against anything too, you know, we can kind of do it during like a brunch or something like that.
And who is doing the library show again?
That's going to be Sam Malcolm and Tony Steinbeck because they wanted to work together as a team, and I thought it's a good kind of a young, they're going to do like a walk around for an hour in front of the library and then a 45-minute show. And for that, they're getting paid $500 by the library.
That's great, and that's good. That's good promotion for the Cascade Star Show. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't cost anything. It allows them to make some money at the festival. Same with Blink. Blink are also getting paid $500 by the band. The only people who are I'm paying Jonah $250 to to promote the festival. Because he's also going to be in the Cascade of Stars. I've added him as a performer.
Correct.
He was a juniors winner, I think, last year.
Yeah.
I've gotten the company Zing to donate 400 toys to the festival. So every festival attendee will get a illuminated thumb chuck from Zing Toys. So we can give them out when people register, so that's kind of cool. I talked to the woman at the farmer's market for the Buskers event, and it's a total go. She couldn't have been more helpful and friendly and interested in doing it. So that's good. So we're looking for 4 buskers. I have 2 already. I need 2 more for the event, and that'll be Saturday. It takes place from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock in the morning. The market itself takes place from 7:30 to 12, but the 2 best hours are 9 to 11. So that's a total go. So that'll be good. So that'll be another way for us to promote the Saturday show, hand out postcards, and another way for jugglers to make money while they're at the festival and to promote juggling. And also another event that the jugglers can go out and watch because it's early enough. The only thing going on that same time is juggling. We have a few performers out. Jonathan Alvarez, Marvin Ong, and Mantika Isherhagen are no longer coming, I don't think, as long as I know. All the contracts have been sent out for people receiving compensation. Me and Mike have a call scheduled in May to talk tech details with the hotel. I have a couple
real
of questions.
Quick,
yes.
Real quick, Dan, interjecting while we're talking about contracts.
Sure.
Do you have an ETA when those can get signed and uploaded to our folder?
They're all sent out. I've asked them all to be returned. If they aren't returned in a timely fashion, I can have another email prompting people. But I said, please return them as soon as you can. I mean, I didn't really give them a deadline. Is there a time that you need them by?
Okay. We need them well before the festival, and our financial people have been kind of leaning on us a little bit to get those in so they can start preparing. So I would say just maybe if you don't hear from them.
I have 17 of them back and signed already from Dan, Nathan.
Go ahead. Oh, nice. Great. Wow. Can you put those in the folder, Mike?
Yep.
Yeah, they're coming back.
Beautiful.
I mean, it's just the ones people are traveling and stuff. Like, Gina, I haven't heard from a bit, so
yeah.
I'm not sure where she's at right now.
Yeah.
And this is my plan for the award for Gina, is that I want Gina to close the first half of the Cascade of Stars, and then we'll open the second half with her award presentation. So that'll give her 20 minutes to change. The audience will have just seen her work. And I think it's a nice way to sort of the most prestigious way possible for her to get the award. But I think I'm only planning one award for the Cascade of Stars, just hers.
Who is presenting her award?
You know, I've given her the choice. We've sort of talked about it, and I've given her some options, and it hasn't been determined yet.
Okay. When are the other awards going to be presented, Dan?
The other awards, well, we have the History Awards given to Tony Furco. And I've been talking to Tony, and I have to call him again in another month or so, but I don't think Tony's going to be able to make it. So I've been talking to Dave about presenting, making sure there's a feature in the History Museum on Tony, and perhaps a little something at the History Show. But since he's not going to be there, or if he's not there, I don't think we should make like a big announcement about it, but he's not here. I think we just sort of have it more throughout the festival that people can learn about him. And we do a presentation in the History Show. That seems to make the most sense for Tony. The Service Award, I think, should be out during one of the competitions. But
okay.
I really haven't put too much thought into that. I'm really not. That's right. I don't think it should be in the public show. But besides that, I think one of the competitions makes the most sense.
Do you feel the same way with the Education Award?
I think so. I think so.
Okay.
I think those are sort of, in-house type of events. Probably maybe during the seniors. I mean, that seems to be the more prestigious of the two. Or maybe break them up between the two. That seems to make the most sense.
Since education is usually, a lot of times, educating younger people, maybe that's one that could be during juniors.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and then the Service Award could be during the seniors. I had another question about awards. Someone contacted me about an award for Jack Calvin, like that they felt that he deserved an award. And we give him like a surprise award, like a fun, you know, surprise award. But then they found out an award that was given out in 2013. It's not education. It's what I forget exactly what it's called. Like, does anybody know, Scott, or anybody about what that award is that was given out in 2013? Service award, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's the Award of Excellence in Service.
Yeah, they said it hasn't been given up to 2013, and they wondered if it was too late to nominate Jack Calvin and give him the service award. So I said I would bring it up at the meeting.
So, yeah, I put that on the agenda at the bottom, but I guess we can talk about it now. So Jack also,
Is there an individual on the agenda?
It's at the very bottom.
Oh, she contacted you too? Okay.
Yeah, she sent a message to the whole board. Yeah.
Okay.
I assume you're talking about the Award of Special Recognition, which was given to Patrick Sebastian in 2013.
That's correct, Mark. That's correct.
It was only brought up to me like a couple of days ago. It was Laura Kasman?
Yeah, okay.
She's come very far in a couple of days, so.
Yeah, all right. Long story short, Laura Kasman wanted to nominate Jack Calvin for the Extraordinary Service Award. She had a very good write-up about it. I responded, thanked her, said awards were closed, but that she could nominate him next year. I gave her the details on who to contact and when it would be opened. She responded and said, that's good, but I really want to think you should get an award this year. What about the special recognition award like you gave out in 2013? So that's kind of where we're at.
Well, if the award selection is closed, you know, it would certainly be easy to have a sort of fun recognition of special people and not have it, you know, an official award, but certainly, you know, have him stand up or get recognized or in some way appreciated for being Jack Calvin.
Rather than go that route, I think maybe we should just, I'd rather not do something unofficial like that. I'd rather either decide yes or want to give it to him this year or just say we'll just have to wait until next year for the awards committee.
I think it should wait till next year. I think it should wait till next year because this is, you know, this to come up with a decision on an ad hoc award, even a normal award, you know, on the spur of the moment is rather strange.
You know, I think an award maybe is too grandiose for what I'm planning. It'd be more like, hey, can we recognize some important people at the festival and maybe give out funny naming awards or something silly and superfluous? Like not an official IGA award. I understand that it's too late to give him the service award, but she just wants to see him recognized, and I think that's a nice thought. It doesn't have to be anything too, you know, too serious.
Dan, you want to do something like superlative, basically? Like fun superlative?
I said superfluous. I mean, meaning like just something just silly and like have him mentioned just so that, you know, we recognize him. She brought it up as something that's that she's interested in having us do. Jack does a lot for the festival. You know, I'll just find some way to recognize him in an unofficial award capacity if it's too late to have him get an official award. Along with other people. We talked about Dina and other people who contribute, you know?
I have an objection to one random member nominating one person and getting the festival director to come up with an award for that person. You know, maybe I could...
Let's call it a mention as opposed to an award. Let's call it a mention of thanks.
Well, there's lots of people...
Or I won't do it. I don't care. I mean,
there's lots of people
I just thought it was a nice gesture.
There's lots of people who should get thanked each year, and lots of people who do get thanked each year. And I think this is a one-off thing. This is a bad idea.
Okay. It's not my idea. I have no problem. Tell her that things are closed this year, and there's no way for us to recognize Jack at all for his contributions this year. Is that the solution?
Board members, what do you think?
I mean, we can thank a lot of people. I mean, I'm just saying that there are definitely people who deserve recognition. We could come up with a list or choose not to recognize anybody. I mean, I'm just trying to recognize one of our members. And it's, you know, she's the only person who's asked me. You know, I try to sort of satisfy everybody who approaches me with something that's easy. And as a member, she's asking me if I could recognize Jack in some way. She wanted to know if there was an official way. It turns out there's not. So I think I could figure out something, you know, that would be appropriate.
Yeah, I would, this is Noel here. I would suspect if the awards are closed already, probably a no-go for this year. But if I were to make a pretty safe assumption, Jack will be going next year. And I think it's probable that however it works out, that he would be potentially nominated for the award next year. So I don't know. I guess, I mean, mentioning him is like a nice gesture, but I think in terms of him getting an award, I think that's off the table at the moment.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, the awards can't be done. It's way too late. I mean, they would have to open up the committee again. But, you know, if it's the board's decision
can
not to recognize anybody who's contributing.
Yeah, can you give a mention this year? Like, what's the problem with giving a mention this year than an award next year or an award next? Like, Martin, I understand. Just why can't we give some shout-outs or thank you to some
people? There's no reason not to thank all the people that helped with the festival. Jack is one of those, but I don't think he deserves a special mention unless he's nominated and chosen for an award, a special award. Those are closed. In the past, often there were times when we gave out, you know, hats or something to everybody who was a festival helper or something, and they would come up during some show. Well, that took a lot of time. Now those sort of things are given out, but the people aren't generally named. But, you know, I see no problem with having a time when you read off a list of names of the various people who have been important to the festival over the years, or to this festival. But
yeah, I mean, she just thought it would be fun, and then she got a little carried away and wanted to make it an official award. You know, so I see what you're saying, Martin. It's hard to recognize one person out of all the people simply because one person asked for that person to be recognized. I just figured I would figure out a way that all the people who had volunteered, including Jack, you know, and if there was some way I could make it have something fun, because Jack's contributed a lot over the years, that didn't take away from the other people, I would do it.
Sure. If you can do something fun for all the, you know, significant volunteers, then I would, you know, be happy to see
I mean, I think the idea was to come up with fun awards, not just for Jack, but for the people we felt, you know, had contributed. And it can be given out like at a renegade show or, you know,
it's just way too much thought given to this. I think maybe we should move away from this. I think at the very bottom, bare minimum, the awards are not changing who's earning the awards. The way that's expressed can be expressed later. Maybe we should move on to our next item. I'm not sure if we're still trying to stay to 5 minutes per report, but I just want to just mention that.
We'll just put it on the table for now. It's not a big deal at all. I just only brought it up because she asked me to. I really don't, you know. If there's a decision not to recognize anybody, that's fine. Or just to recognize everybody who helps, that's fine. I don't care.
So it sounds like we're kind of going back and forth. So I already sent her basically an official reply about the committee's closed, but it'll be open again. I mean, do you guys want me to kind of keep going back and forth with her?
No, just tell her that award can be given, and I won't, you know, think about Jack. You know, Jack will do what he does, and if I thank everybody, I'll thank everybody, but Jack will not be given any special consideration because one person asked for him to get an award. She can nominate him, and he'll be there next year.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I can kind of reiterate that. Perfect. All right.
I only have two more things. Someone else asked me about a raffle. So, once again, I'm just bringing it up. Do we want to have a raffle? Does someone want to organize a raffle?
We used to have an auction that sold various things. People donated, and that made money for the archives fund. We haven't done that for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. Raffle, you're talking about just giving away stuff. What would you give away?
All I'm talking about is someone asked me, will there be a raffle? Meaning, I guess there's going to be, someone would have to get prizes from sponsors, and then he would sell tickets, so it would raise money for the IJA. I have no interest in doing it. If the IJA wants a raffle at the festival and wants someone to organize it, I could find the time for a raffle or include it.
Well, then I would go back to the person that asked about it and see if they're interested in organizing it.
No, they were not.
Well,
they were interested in taking part in buying a ticket.
We have plenty of other things to do, as you well know, without people thinking up new things for us to organize.
No, no, I'm just going to say that's why I'm just bringing it up. If the board said, we have to have a raffle, or that's a good idea, and so-and-so will organize it, then I would find a place for it. But I'm not opposed to it,
but I'm kind of leaning towards no, just because that's one more moving part that I don't think is going to bring a ton of value to the festival and just that much more to kind of muck up. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
No problem. Like I said, I brought it up, and if the answer is no, I will go with that.
Okay.
Talk to the fund. It seems like the charging stations and beanbag chairs and some other fun things are in the works.
Okay.
Besides that, we really hit very few snags. I think everything looks really good in the planning. Oops. And then I'm going away to a flow festival, and then we'll start promotion starting in May in the town itself.
Nice.
And that's my report.
Okay. All right. Questions. I'll start. I've been kind of curious, Dan. What is this thing we've been promoting that's Glow Out to Dinner? What is that exactly?
Well, I mean, first of all, we're sort of focusing on the flow element and with the flow zone. And after late night shows, we're going to have like a flow time where we're going to bring the lights down a little bit, bring the music up, and people are encouraged to bring illuminated props. And so Friday night is sort of our go out to Cedar Rapids, and we have a lot of dinner specials. People who have an app on their phone that's arranged by this group called Go Cedar Rapids, they'll let them know all the dinner specials in town. And it's also the night of our pinball contest at a local brewery. So that's our night to go out into the city. It's after the Peter Davidson afternoon show. And bring your illuminated props into the city, juggle with the people, have dinner, promote our events, and we're going to get some press and stuff. It's just sort of a nice way for us to bring the magic of juggling out into the city.
Oh, okay. That answers my
question.
That's
why the toys fit in well, the thumb chucks. So that way every juggler will have at least one illuminated prop.
That's a great idea.
And their shirts look low.
Yeah, good job. I really like that idea. Next
question.
Well,
it's good. It helps them, helps us, you know.
Yeah, sure. Two-parter question. Workshops. One, have you gotten any information on AMRON about what festival attendees need to bring to make the clubs? And two, do you have someone that's actively organizing other workshops other than the featured ones?
Yes, I talked to Matt Hall yesterday. I talked to him on Sunday, actually. That was our day to talk. And Matt Hall is in charge of the workshops. And we're going to start filling in. We have most of it already planned with like the major workshops, since all the workshops are free. And now we're starting to plan in the other spaces. Mike sent him the floor plans. So we went all over the rooms available and what would be sort of appropriate where. So you can start reaching out, I think, next week or two to start getting workshop leaders. Oh, as far as AMRON, yeah, I've been talking with AMRON, and he has enough magnets, I think, for 100 clubs. So basically all they have to do is bring their clubs. Yeah. He will help people magnets. So turn people's clubs into magnet clubs.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's coming to America with 100 magnets or 100 some magnets to make 300 or
And he's giving us three magnet clubs as a gift for our the award winner of the individual prop competition in the club competition. We'll get three magnet clubs.
What?
In addition to a cash prize.
All right, I guess hope he's able to check that much. Okay, luggage. Yeah, all right.
They're small, I guess. I don't know. Hey, you know, I just take what people offer me. You know what I mean? So
no, that's great.
It sounds good to me. So you know.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I would see if he could get information about if there's a specific type of club that would be better than others, in case people want to buy a club to bring that might be more conducive to the magnetization modification.
Yeah, I think we'll do another. I've been talking to him. It's also trying to get his medical situation, squared away. He has a medical issue, so I had to deal with some, delivery of some medical equipment and stuff like that.
Right.
So I wanted to keep it, make sure everything was cool. But I imagine we might add another workshop if it's popular enough. And I want to promote it, like, one more time, like you said, with what they should bring. Now I know he has enough for 100 clubs, which is pretty crazy. So.
Yeah, I would suggest splitting that into two workshops. But, yeah, no, that makes sense, Dan.
Yeah.
Okay. Board members, any other questions on festivals?
This goes to Dan and I
I think, I don't remember who else's report, but, I guess it was Mike, yours on the registration. The registration, stuff only shows fees collected for, two people having, registered to be in the stage competitions. Have anyone talked to, Vivica about how that's going? I'm worried if at this point, there's only two people competing in all of stage competition.
Well, as Martin points out, it's not unusual for people to try and wait until the deadline so they can capture their best run on video and submit right to the deadline. So I don't think it's time to panic yet. I don't know what the deadline is for this year. I think it's May sometime. So right around then, yeah, we should see a lot more in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Great. Any other questions? Excellent. Thank you very much, Dan. Keep up the great work.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. And with All right. And with that, we move on to future festival site planning with Mike Sullivan. Mike wrote some stuff here. Did you want to talk about this a little bit, Mike?
Well, it's... pretty simple if you read through it. We're in good shape with Fort Wayne with one key piece missing, which is the price proposal and contract draft from the theater. As you know, when we approved Fort Wayne to move ahead with plans to negotiate for Fort Wayne, I suggested that we might split our shows between two theaters, a beautiful, gigantic theater for the Cascaded Stars and a smaller, more affordable theater just a few blocks away for the other shows of the week. I had a nice conference call with the people from the embassy. I told them how much we love their theater and how much we would love to hold all of our shows in there. They seemed to be very accommodating and wanted to find a way to make it work that we could hold all of our shows in there within our budget. And that was on April 7th. So it's been more than 2 weeks now. I haven't gotten a proposed contract back. So I checked in with them Thursday, haven't heard back. I'll check with them again tomorrow, see what's going on, why we haven't gotten at least a draft proposal yet. Everything else with Fort Wayne, with the exception of the joggling track, is ready to go with good contracts at very favorable terms from both hotels and the convention center. As far as El Paso goes, as we know, there were a lot of improvements in the works for El Paso, and all of those will be done by the time we would prospectively return in 2020. The streetcar system will be up and running with the pre-trolley car running around downtown as a free circulator. Two new hotels coming in, the Courtyard, which was under construction while we're there last year, and another new hotel that will be breaking ground this year and be open by the time we return. Plus, the Camino Real, which was our headquarters hotel last year, is being significantly upgraded and reflagged as a full-service Marriott. So a lot of good things happening there. And, of course, more retail, 5,000 more residents living downtown, which will bring more retail, restaurants, and bars. So I think it's very, very worthwhile for us to consider returning to El Paso, and I want them to give us a proposal that would make it an easy decision for us, and they want to do that, too. The first proposal they sent me had a lot of assumptions in it that we cannot assume. The one assumption was that we would spend $28,000 on food and beverage, which, of course, we never anticipated spending when we first signed the contracts for El Paso 2016. So I told them they're going to have to take that out of the contract for us to sign it because we can't count on that brunch money ever coming again. And they said they would. The other thing they said they would put in writing is that they will essentially guarantee that we would receive the same type of grant that we received this year, which, as you know, bailed us out financially. And if they indeed do put that in writing, then I think it makes a very easy choice for us to return to El Paso. with good rates at the convention center, the Plaza Theater, and the hotels. So we're waiting on that. Should be by the time we have our next board meeting, I should have the finished proposal from them that we can look at and discuss. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
You mentioned joggling possibly being an issue for Fort Wayne. Could you elaborate? Oh, apparently he doesn't want to elaborate on that. All right, well, we'll give Mike just another minute, presumably just... All right, welcome back, Louie.
Sorry about that.
All good. Mike actually got bumped up, too, so we're going to give him just another minute. If he's not back, we'll just move on or whatever.
Sorry, I dropped out there. Are we back?
All right. Welcome back, Mike.
Oh, sorry.
We're asking about joggling.
Yeah. So just you mentioned the track. Could you elaborate on that, please?
It's not a problem. We have a venue in mind. It's an indoor venue. And I had a call with the gal, and she was going to send a letter. I just haven't gotten it yet, an agreement letter. So I'll follow up with her as well. And we have a fallback position, too. If her rate is too high or we don't want to use an indoor track, we have a high school that we can use. So it's not really either of those.
Gotcha. Okay, that's good to know. Any more questions for Mike?
Mike, this is not about future ones, but did you want to go over the registrations for this year's festival?
Sure. Well, I sent out a report this morning, shows where we're at.
Right.
We're still ahead of this time last year, basically. And this follows the typical pattern. You know, we have a huge bunch of registrations right at the opening and before early bird, and then absolutely nothing until right before registration closes. And so I don't expect much more to be happening until about the week of June 10th. And absolutely everybody else that knows they're going to come to our festival wants to register. We've heard from our youth group in Cleveland, St. Ignatius. They're sending 9 people, 7 boys and 2 adults. So that's down 3 from normal. And the reason is, for the first time ever, our festival this year conflicts with their big band week, I guess, and some of the boys are in band as well. We are expecting a large group from Jughead in Edina, Minnesota, and since they're under no price deadline, Wendy and Paul take their time getting all of that organized. But we expect 20 kids and 4 adults with that group as well. Other than that, there's no reason for anyone to register right now. There's no pressure on price until right before early bird. Online registration closes on June 10th. So, again, I wouldn't say this is any different than any other year as far as how things are going.
Great. Thanks.
Great. I just wanted to, one thing I wanted to touch upon very briefly while we're in the future festival site section is 2018 festival director. I wanted to see if anyone had any thoughts on that and kind of where we're at. So I'll open up the floor to any interjections anyone might have.
Well, the only folks that are close that I know are potentially interested are the folks from the MIT Juggling Club over near Boston. At the other side of the state, it's 2.5 hours away by car. But one of those folks over there, Jim, helped us with site selection. He did a preliminary tour. And I wouldn't say they've expressed interest, but I think we've talked about it in general terms, and it's certainly worth bringing it up with them. I can't think of anybody else that would be a natural for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, sounds like there's someone potentially worth reaching out to. Anyone have any other thoughts on 2018?
I think we should put that in the newsletter starting about now, as a matter of fact. And then if anyone steps forward, we could discuss it with them and interview them at this year's festival.
Yeah, I might as well. This is Noel. I would throw my name in the hat, whatever. I don't run any more flow festivals, thank God, but I still supervise 7. And I would potentially be interested and, you know, whatever the qualifications that make me viable. I feel like I could have enough of those, but I'll just throw my name into the hat, as I know the majority of the communities, at least juggling-wise, from Montreal, Quebec, all the way down to Atlanta. So, like, I'm not saying, like, super well, but I'm saying I've traveled to all these clubs on a regular basis, and they come to some of my events. So I threw my name into the hat, too. So, you know, if there's, like, an application process and whatever interview is going down, let me know.
All right, Noel, thanks for stepping up, sir.
Awesome.
So here's what I'm thinking, and this is, you know, this is kind of what I'm thinking, and I want to see with everyone else. It would probably be wise to have someone in place just before this year's festival. Is that agreeable, or do you want to see a reason to wait till after the festival?
It's always better to have them in place as early as possible. So before the fest would be great.
Okay.
If we can do it.
Agreed.
All right.
Follow me around and see what goes on, and I certainly could do whatever I could to make their job easier for next year.
Oh, yeah. That's a great offer, Dan. Thanks.
Sure.
Yeah.
And they can help me.
Kind of exactly.
I could always use another pair of hands, too, so, you know, if they want to sort of get some first-hand experience, I'm not against it.
Unpaid internship. I like it. All right.
Exactly.
So
get free brunch.
Free brunch, there you go. So how about this? You guys are silly. All right, so how about this?
If someone did seriously want to come forward and do that, we could consider comping them their festival package after the fact if they follow through.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We could possibly work out some sort of shadowing agreement if they came to the festival. Okay. So how about this?
And I would be happy with Noel. I mean, if it was the board's decision, I think I would be happy working with him this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, well, if you guys want to go straight internal, we can maybe talk to Noel a little bit now and think about it for a month and vote on it. Or we could put in a call for letters of interest in the newsletter and have him and everyone else go through the same process and then collect those. And
I think that's best. I would just say that if that's... I mean, it should be open to everybody, but I certainly feel I could work with Noel.
Okay. All right, so how about this for a plan?
I would say that it should, you know, last year we had complications, and I think even if we didn't get, you know, whether it is somebody else running it or myself, we could potentially generate the organizational team from the pool of applicants if they happen to be local to the area. So just throwing that out there as another reason to do an Oakland application. That's all.
Okay. How about this? Martin, in the next newsletter, can you put a call for festival directors for 2018? We require a letter of interest outlining their qualifications and what they're interested in bringing to the festival, and give it, let's say, a two-week... Maybe 2 week, 2.5 week deadline, mid-May. That way we can contact them and see about voting them in either in the May or June board meeting. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds okay.
Sounds okay. You want to improve upon it, Martin? Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. How about a deadline of May 15th? I mean, it could be a soft deadline. You know, but we could specify that
I agree. Yes.
May 16th. No need to reject them as long as you know we're gonna. This is just for evaluation.
Yeah, I'm just thinking if we don't put it. Go ahead.
When is the next newsletter deadline?
The next newsletter deadline is, well, it's got to go out in about 5 or 6 days.
Okay.
So
I'd like to
month,
do some.
It goes out at the end of each month. And
okay, I'll send you some updates with the performers in town, the stuff we talked about, so you can add that to the newsletter. I'll send that out tomorrow to you.
Yeah, and include, let me know which performers are not going to be there that we had previously advertised. You mentioned Al.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I just talked to him the other day. I was
right.
He's still iffy, but it's pretty iffy, so. Okay.
Okay,
all right, I'll talk to you about that tomorrow.
Yeah, let me know of any additions or eliminations of performers.
Mm-hmm, will do.
For other events.
Cool.
Okay,
all
I'll
right, sounds good.
An article asking for letters of interest from potential fest directors for next year.
Perfect, thank you, Martin. Any more discussion? Moving right along. All right, we have a special report for this next item. This is the IJA membership email campaign that was spearheaded by Scott Kane. He was kind enough to generate a report with the help of Martin Frost. It's attached here if you want to read it. Now I'd like to turn the floor over to Scott to kind of discuss the outcome of this. Scott.
Great, thanks. Actually, there's two things in the last month regarding a membership push. One was that we released the first of at least four members-only content on eJuggle. This one was a couple of videos of Bobby May that had never been published or made available. And during the first week after that was published on eJuggle, we had seven new members join. I can't for sure say that all seven joined for that reason, but I do know that some people did join because of that.
After what date?
That was published on April 1st. And at least now, this was according to what Marilyn sent me. But Martin, I think the numbers you gave me for the other half of this differed from Marilyn. So maybe there were more or less people. I don't know, but. It was published on April 1st, so I don't know if according to your figures, how many people joined in the next week between the 1st and the 8th, or 1st and the 7th, I guess, actually. But we did publish it on April 1st, and we plan to do five new videos of Trixie in June. Probably in August, we're going to do two or three new videos of Francis Brunn. And then we have some other miscellaneous ones that we're going to release. These are all videos from Bobby Jewell that Bobby Jewell shot personally in the 40s and 50s.
I have a couple of comments. One, we get, an average of one or two people renewing or joining every day. So if seven people join, in the first 7 days, it's not unusual. I have, in fact, a list of 13 or 14 people who renewed the first week in April before the so-called membership drive, watch your back thing. One of those was Bobby Jewell, by the way.
That's good.
But he was already in Denver.
Sure. All right. Well, great. That's even more than. Like I said, I don't know how many can be attributed directly to that, although I do know of a couple people that contacted me and it was directly because of that. So,
also, can you send me some information so we can publicize this in the newsletter? That was going to happen a couple of months ago, but we never did that.
Okay. I will try to give you some information ahead of time for Trixie and for Francis Brunn for sure.
Give it to us for the other ones you've already published, we can talk about the whole group of videos.
Okay, great. We'll do. And then on April 8th, with the assistance of Martin, an email was sent out to almost 3,000 former IJA members with valid email addresses, encouraging them to rejoin and explaining what the benefits are and just outlining the wonderful things we're doing. And according to Martin's figures, in the 2 weeks since that email went out, we had 22 new members join. And Martin, I guess from what I was interpreting from what you said, these are 22 people that got that email that joined.
22 people that got the email that rejoined. They were obviously previous members because that's
right,
where
sure.
the email went to.
Right. So that's great. I think 22 former members who got that email rejoined within the first 2 weeks. I also got responses, actual email replies from 9 people that provide some input for some of them as to why they aren't currently members. That I don't want to spend the time here, but if maybe we can look at that, and maybe in one of our working meetings we can discuss that and consider anything that they had. Some of the stuff had to do with the lack of a paper magazine and the videos having dubbed over music. So that was sort of two of the bigger things. I think it was successful. It was a modest gain, but still I think successful.
So. Great work, Scott. Any questions, Scott?
Mark. What was that? Who else said something?
I said it sounded like a good thing. It sounded like a good thing to do, and you reached out, and 22 members is a nice result, I think. So, nice job.
And thank you.
Yeah, Mark, that was an idea you had, and it worked, so thanks.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right. Good work. Moving on to eJuggle Report. Scott has attached a report here. Any discussion? I will say I added a small footnote at the end because he just messaged me on Facebook a few hours ago that I had just uploaded some of the new eJuggle festival videos to the new eJuggle interface. The issue was with the old one, I apparently uploaded them as we were changing over, so they got lost. So I had to re-migrate that content. But those are probably going to start getting posted starting this week, and then we'll do a steady stream of those to last for the next few months. And, yeah, so that'll bring more members-only content to eJuggle.
What are those?
That's the festival videos, the members-only festival videos, 2014, 15, and 16.
Good.
All right, any more discussion? All right, moving on to membership. The usual spreadsheet is there. Any discussion? All right, moving on to the next item. I guess marketing and IRC. Aaron Stevens is not here. She did not submit reports, so nothing to discuss
well, as
there.
As far as marketing for the festival, if anyone has experience with press releases, you know, when to contact the media, you know, who's sort of done this before, I certainly could use some help and advice in those areas.
Okay.
I have some experience. This is Ian here. I have some experience
Ooh.
With that.
Oh, good. So can you reach out to me privately and we'll set up a talk?
Sure.
Maybe for I'm leaving the Wednesday for a few days, so either tomorrow or early in May.
Okay.
I'm at danjuggle@gmail.com.
Okay, cool. I think we're friends on Facebook, too.
Cool. Thanks, Ian.
No problem.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, I have a general idea what to do, but as far as the right times to contact people, I don't want to miss anything. So May is the time I want to start promotion.
Some publications,
cool.
like when you submit things to newspapers, the earlier, it doesn't matter how early you do it, the submitting it through the web, the earlier the better. And then as it gets closer, you want to reach out, to journalists or to people in particular to take it further.
Yeah, I was told to send a save the date, the first week in May, and then reach back out, a few weeks ahead of time to sort of then set up the stories. That's what the woman at Cedar Rapids told me. So,
okay.
So like I say, I just feel like I don't really have the complete knowledge I need to do the best marketing job in town.
I do a lot of event marketing in here in Miami, so I can lend you my experience
with
that.
That's great. Thank you so much.
problem. Great initiative, Ian. Good stuff. I'm glad to see all this synergy going on. This is really cool. All right. Moving on to motions for consideration. We begin with motion A, the motion to accept the profit and loss statement as of 12/31/2016. It's attached there. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Scott. This is Louie. I'll make the motion.
Oh, you guys are battling it out tonight. I'm giving it to Scott again. 2 for 2. Do we have a second?
I would like to second that motion. This is Louie.
Oh. Didn't see that coming. All right. Louie seconds the motion.
Who first did?
The first was Scott. Second was Louie. Yep. Okay. Any discussion? Move to a vote. Does anybody oppose accepting the statement? Any abstentions? Getting an echo. All right. Motion passes. Moving on to motion B. Motion to accept the balance sheet as of 12/31/2016. Also attached. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Noel. I'll make the motion.
Ooh, jumped right on it. Leader of the pack. All right. Thank you, Noel. You have a second.
This is Shavela. I'll second.
Oh, thank you, Shavela. All right. Any discussion? Move to a vote. Does anybody oppose accepting this statement? Anyone abstain? Motion passes. All right. Moving on to Varia. We have 3 items here. The first is the award of special recognition, which I believe we've already talked about. Unless anyone has any additional input on that. The plan is for me to reach out to Laura and, again, thank her, but refer her to the following year's awards nomination process. Any new thoughts on this in the last 45 minutes?
That seems the right thing to do. I mean, like I say, there'll be a time to recognize all the volunteers. I'll just include Jack in that. I won't reach out to him specially or do anything special. You know,
yeah.
It wouldn't be fair to the others.
I wasn't even sure, like, this is an idea I had too, Dan. This, I don't know, you feel free to veto this because this could be a lot of work, but you could even do something during one of the public shows is, like, recognize people that have volunteered for, like, because it's the big 70th anniversary, who have volunteered this year, and then trim it down to people that have regularly volunteered for the last 10 years, and then 20 years, and kind of build up that tier or something just to kind of really give extra recognition to the kind of long-term players, I guess. I don't know. Just an idea I had.
Well, we've got some ideas. I guess the idea was she likes surprises. She thought, let's surprise Jack with something. That's how the whole idea started. I thought, well, that's fun. You know, we could do some kind of fun surprise. I think it's just gotten a little bit out of control. And, you know, Jack does not need a special recognition. She can nominate him for next year, and he's a worthy candidate for next year. And we'll figure out a way to make sure all the people who volunteer are recognized, so that's what really helps make the festivals go, so
I'll
make sure that they're included in some way.
All right. Moving on to very item B, postcards. Louie has been kind enough to create this 5x7 design. I feel like we've all kind of dragged our feet on this a little bit, myself included, so sorry about that, Louie. It's a great design. So
no worries.
What I would propose here is we give Louie some feedback, and then he comes up with a more or less finalized draft, email it to us, we'll give it a final thumbs up, and then we can get these printed. So
I think it's a bit odd that since 1947, rendering assistance to fellow jugglers, should it be rendering assistance to fellow jugglers since 1947? It seems to me that's a bit clunky, the way it's written, but I could be alone in that.
No, that's good feedback. Yeah, I think that makes sense. Yeah,
I agree.
Put that in the notes so Louie so Louie can access this. Just write down the feedback as bullet points, Ian, if you're able to.
Yeah, okay. So I got it going too.
Yeah, so no, that's good feedback. Rewording that to make it flow a little bit better. One thing I don't know if there's a way you can adjust this, but I'm not really crazy about under membership benefits. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 5 bullets, but they're on 3 different lines. So it might make more sense if you could get five bullets on five lines, so each bullet has its own line, or some way condense that somehow, so the bullets are more of like a natural list as opposed to kind of, some of them are two up, two on a line, some are one on a line, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's just so they all get crammed in there. So there's not a lot of extra white space, but I'll mess around with it.
You could truncate some of the wording, too. Like, I don't know if under the special e-juggle content, if you need to, like, go into detail about all the specific contributors, that's kind of wordy. You could just say special access to e-juggle content. You know, you could say, like, festival videos, you know, whatever.
I have an idea, too. The juggling archive, the IJ's juggling archive is actually very minimal. I don't even know that it's worth mentioning. I mean,
I don't think it is.
No, it isn't. So I think that'll save me some time to probably
mention that. No, it's good feedback.
I'll give a dissenting opinion, though. I think having exclusive e-juggle content, I think listing people like Wes and Dotto and Jay Gilligan, it is helpful. I would even add, it's not five, but a video of Bobby May, Trixie, or Francis Brunn, like we're going to have and have to have now, even adding to that, would I think that does give some benefit. But it depends on it's a space thing. I mean, if we get rid of the two lines for juggling archive, maybe that solves our having our other...
Okay.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I can see the validity of that.
Okay.
So how about indent, like just like you did here, indent the one with the long bullet, but still try to make each bullet have its own separate line. Yeah, that would be good.
One comment about the liability insurance thing. I don't know that we're offering that for clubs and festivals, only for performers.
We are not. So just specify performers. Yeah, remove that part. What else?
I think the right of entry part sounds a bit daunting, like right of entry to our annual festival.
Mm-hmm.
Something besides right of entry. Right of entry sounds pretty officious. Like, but I guess I understand what it's saying, but I don't know.
It's a little harsh, right? It's a
little
weird.
Harsh. It just sounds a little weird.
Yeah. Uh-huh,
maybe you're just you know. But you can't, sorry, we're going to say the ability to enter our annual festival doesn't sound really good either.
Access to or invitation.
Can I give it another?
Yeah, but invitation to our annual festival is nice. I think invitation to our annual festival is a lot friendlier than right of entry.
Yeah. If you give it a whole line, then, you know, it's easier to say.
You could maybe add, I don't know how relevant it is current these days, but like the membership roster, access to the membership roster.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a benefit.
Yeah. Also, discounts on IJA store merchandise is kind of vague. I would say discounts on IJA festival DVDs. That's really all we sell.
Okay, great.
Thanks to somebody who shall not be named.
Well, we never sold anything else much to speak of anyway.
Yeah, I mean,
I think
we
you
had
should,
like spirits and stuff, but yeah.
I think you should promote the Drop Everything podcast as a big
Okay.
Both listeners might get a kick out of that.
I feel like you got Marvin to come to your podcast, you know, not a low blow.
I noticed that.
You know, just saying.
I know, I'm going to Marvin's festival next week. I'm doing his festival leaving on Wednesday, so, and he bailed on ours.
So. He was supposed to be a board meeting, that's all.
I know, exactly. Well...
This vendor discount program could also be longer to explain what it really means. And if you give each one a line, a whole line, then you can do that. You know, prop discounts from the vendor, from vendors, whatever, from IJ vendor, participant vendors or whatever.
Or maybe you could umbrella it all under discounts. You could say discounts and then say, you know, IJA, DVDs, insurance, vendor program, you know, discounts on the following and listing.
I think that's a little, grouping it a little too much. You could do that for the IJA DVDs and props from vendors. Let's combine those two, maybe.
Nice design,
okay,
though.
Great.
Overall, it's a nice, colorful design.
Yeah,
normally, I don't work in pastels, but I was like, I'm going to make this a little crazy.
It's friendly, you know, and I think having the kid in that corner, it makes it very family and the group, and, you know, nice.
One thing is, the top picture, I contacted the person who has the copyright, Ben Hopper, on that, and asked if we could use that picture. He said, we could use it. He wanted to know if we could swing a little money his way. I haven't gotten back to him in any way, but my guess is we won't, but he just wants his information on that picture. You know, some sort of contact information about that picture. The top picture where everybody's throwing all the props up in the air.
You put photo by photo.
Yeah, so
I'll put something in there. I'm gonna put something in there, but we're not gonna send them money, right? That's not a thing.
Well, no,
it seems like there's plenty of photos like that. I mean, the big toss-ups. It doesn't seem that
exactly.
unique.
We do. I mean, I got that from our web page with other photos and stuff. So I kind of pulled it. I just liked that one. It was just a nice one.
It's nice.
It's,
I don't know if I paid money for it.
Yes.
Emery, he said
we could use it for free. He was just kind of wondering.
I can't blame the guy for wondering.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
We've been using for many years at the festival, Emery Kimbrough. Can probably find you a similar picture if you want. And I think have rights to all
will
of
you
those pictures.
Will you spell that person's name again real quick?
Emery, E-M-O-R-Y. And does somebody know this last name?
Yeah, I can pull it up here. It's
Kimbrough.
It's Kimbrough.
I think it's like K-I-M-B.
Okay, cool. That'll be enough for me to find them.
K-I-M-B-R-O-U-G-H.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Yeah, I'll contact them.
Cool.
I'm not really crazy about the color of the logo, which I see
appears
twice. Why does the logo appear twice?
In the front and back?
Well, I guess it's front and back.
The front and back.
Good point.
This is to be folded?
Front and back.
Okay.
No, it's a postcard. It's a 5x7.
Yeah, no, but I mean the image is effectively folded. One of these is one side of the postcard, one is the other side.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the logo also look good in like a dark blue, too, if you wanted to.
Yeah,
for some reason that color was not.
Probably prefer a blue.
I
don't know if it's...
I have it done in both blue and purple. I can send out if anybody wants them.
Well, we have it.
Great. I'll be able to change it.
We have this image in Illustrator, so we can do anything we want to it.
Yeah, that's what I'm building the whole thing in.
Okay, kind of wrapping this up. Any final feedback for Louis?
Great, thank you guys. That'll be enough to get me moving on it, and I'll get that out in the next week here, hopefully.
You think you can have it done maybe by like the end of the weekend then?
What is today? Yeah, I can. Today is Monday. Yeah, I can have it by the end of the week this week. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, so just send that out.
Starts Friday.
You run run the next one by us.
Yeah.
I'll do that. I'll send it out in a mass email so we can do a final double check on everything. You guys make sure I got all the little. I wrote down the notes too, but I'll go through them.
Perfect.
Okay. Great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. The last item for the night: board nominations. We are getting down to the wire. Martin, what is the exact deadline? Is it May 15th?
Yeah,
so we have, 3 weeks? And so
just about, exactly.
Okay. So just to reiterate, if you're a current board member whose term is expiring this year, you need to go through the same nomination process. So if you haven't decided if you want to run again or not, you should decide that soon and either have someone nominate you or you can nominate yourself. And it would also kind of be helpful to the people that are going to be on board for at least another year to know who is and who is not planning on running, so we can try to actively find people to fill the spot if we don't have enough volunteer nominations. So on that note, I believe we have three openings. Is that correct, Martin? Yeah, I think so.
I don't know, the website. I keep track on the website, so I have to look it up. For an officers. So Marvin, Chavella, and Noel are the three whose terms expire this year.
Okay.
So Marvin's not here tonight.
Marvin is not present.
Shavela, are you planning to run again?
I honestly have no plans. I'm so up in the air. I really want to participate, and I just don't know if I can commit with two toddlers for another 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, up again.
Okay.
So I'm considering being an officer and helping. But I don't know, can I still be on calls if I'm not a board member? How does that work, you know, like in an unofficial capacity?
Sure. If you're an IJA member and you're contributing in some way, yeah, you can be on the board. I mean, we have, you know, Mike and Martin and a host of other non-board members that donate a lot of their time each year. They're on the calls, very diligent and keeping us up to date. So absolutely, if you're not on board, you can still contribute and join calls as needed.
I think that's the way I'm leaning, although if I can swing it, then I will definitely be making up my mind this next week.
Okay.
I'd encourage you to actually run again. And, you know, if there are board meetings that you can't attend, you know, that's, everybody misses some. So, if you think you couldn't attend many of them, then that'd be an issue, but you know, you're seeming to work that this year. So I don't know, but it's your choice, obviously.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. I'm gonna give it some more thought. But yes, you are correct. Like, I just hate having to miss. That's what I come up against. Okay.
Is Noel on the call?
Yes.
Are you
I'm here. I was, you know, I was,
About that.
I do enjoy my time on the board, and it's awesome. And, you know, I'm always willing to be of service to the IJA. I had hoped in an ideal world, even if, you know, it would still plug me into board meetings and things like that, to participate as a FEST director, which is to take on a different role for a little while. And I was hoping that, you know, that would keep me involved in the IJA, utilizing whatever resources I can to help, and maybe join the board in the future. But I was hoping to take a little break and to do something a little bit different. So, no.
Okay.
But I do have lots of people I'm planning on nominating.
great.
That's good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Bring them on. Great. Okay. So
yeah,
looks like
I thought it was like the like crow's foot. You got to give it to somebody else, right? Like it's kind of like one of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Crow's foot.
Yeah.
No,
oh
it was
man.
Like, are you afraid?
Everybody
of
wants a crow's foot.
Never mind.
No, isn't it a monkey's knuckle or
yeah,
something?
That's a monkey's,
the monkey's
paw. That's a monkey's paw.
Yeah.
You don't want the monkey's paw, though. Nobody wants the monkey's paw.
Oh, man, that's some dark, arcane stuff, you guys.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I call the membership on the board the same thing as a monkey's.
Whoa, this call took a turn for the dark. All right, let's bring it back to the light. Okay, so if you guys have people that you think would be good, you know, just send them a feeler, say, well, you know what to say, just, you know, gauge their interest, basically, and if they are interested, feel free to nominate them, send your nomination to them.
Nathan, where do those go, exactly? Do they go to the board, or where do you send the nominations to?
There's a nomination email address, and they go to Martin. Correct, Martin?
Well, they go to me and to David Landown and to, basically, they go to all the board members who are not up for re-election so that everybody can see who's being nominated.
Okay.
Basically, the board plus David and me, and I think that's about it.
Yeah. Just make sure you send it through the nominee email and not just Board Plus, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. They have to go to a specific email address, and I believe that's ijanominations@juggle.org.
Yeah, I believe that's correct, but you can double-check that in the last newsletter. It's on there.
It's on the web page. There's a link to it at the very bottom, and the answer is yes, it's ijanominations@juggle.org.
Perfect.
And the deadline, again, is May 15th.
Yeah, so if you guys know anybody, yeah. Refer them. Could use some enthusiastic people. All right, any more discussion? Moving on to the setting the May meetings. Let's see here. If we pull up May. 2 weeks from today would put us at May 8th, and 2 weeks after that would put us at the 22nd. How does that work for people?
Are you going to Kinetic Fire, Nathan?
I, believe it or not, I have not decided yet. My schedule's all over the place. I was thinking about it. You think I should, Noel?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I've seen you happy there. I've seen you have bad times. It's just like one of those things. You just go through them like a thing, you know? It's a thing.
That's true, Noel. It's
growth.
Something some valuable life lessons. Yeah. Growing up as a man there. Really have.
Yeah, I'd say me too.
Yeah. Alright, maybe I will go. I was just disappointed that Shade Flamewater's not coming this year, man. That guy is crazy.
You know, I'm not going to say nothing about how people are voting and stuff, but that could play an impact on whether or not international people can get in that aren't pre-planning, so.
Well, okay, not to get sidetracked. Yeah, so do you want to bump that to the 29th? Would that be easier, Noel?
Absolutely.
Okay. Just keep in mind, 29th is Memorial Day. I mean, it's not a problem for me. It's not a problem for anybody else.
Okay.
I'll be working.
I think the 22nd is fine. I can do that. I'm just mentioning that it's going to be after we are both done with Kinetic Fire, we'll just be a little tired.
Yeah, my head might be in a very weird place, but I think I can still conduct business if you're okay with it, Noel.
Yeah, good with me.
Okay. All right. So the 8th and 22nd, good for everybody?
Yeah.
Look at Dano. All right, next vision planning meeting, May 8th, 2017. Next business board meeting, May 22nd, 2017. All right, guys and lady, does someone want to make a motion? I had to put that addendum in there. Apologies. Would someone like to make a motion to adjourn?
This is Shavela. I will make a motion. No way, Ian.
God, you guys make it so hard for me.
That was
right,
me.
Ian All right, any discussion? All right, guys. Move it to a vote. Does anybody oppose adjournment? Any abstentions? Great work, everybody. Meeting adjourned at 8:53 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you all. Have a great night.